Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
There is a popular belief today that if you really want something and you pray about it, you will receive whatever you ask for. After all, people reason, didn't Jesus say, "You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it"? Vast numbers of people are convinced that prayer is as simple as asking and receiving, no strings attached. Get in your order and stand over at the pickup desk and pick it up. I'm thinking of some of the prayer requests that have been sent to our Guidelines office. Believe it or not, we received one from a woman who asked that her husband would find a permanent mistress so he will not be attracted to prostitutes and contract a sexually transmitted disease. Preceding that was a prayer request from a man actually asking us to pray that his girlfriend, who is married to another man and has a family of her own, would divorce her husband so he could marry her. Another Guidelines listener is in the flower business. She requested that we pray that more people would die so she could sell more floral wreaths to the mortician. No, we have not yet heard from morticians asking that their business would increase, but I've wondered if they pray about that too. Now, you may smile at the humor of that, rather perverted though, but I'll tell you for sure there would be nothing funny about the absolute chaos that would result if God gave us everything we asked for. Now, there is absolutely no questioning the fact that prayer is powerful, and God does answer the earnest prayer of a person who has been justified in His sight. A generation ago, John Rice entitled his book on prayer, Asking and Receiving. He demonstrated that we as His children knock on heaven's door with our petitions, and because we are His children, God bountifully showers His grace and goodness upon us. When you pray, however, there are three questions you need to ask yourself. First, ask, is what I want God to do consistent with what God has revealed in His Word? You see, God cannot contradict Himself. The second question is the flip side of question number one. It is this: am I praying for God's will in this whole matter? Of course, we are to ask in faith, believing that God will honor His Word. Yet the highest form of faith is to pray as did Jesus, "Not my will, but yours be done." When you pray for God's will, and what you are praying for appears to be consistent with what God tells you in His Word, you can pray with greater confidence. Does God ever give you what you have asked for when it is less than His best for you? Psalm 106, a passage that reviews the 40 years God's people walked in the desert, contains a sobering reference to this. It says, "So He, God, gave them what they asked for, but sent a wasting disease upon them." There is a second best, and altogether too often we are willing to settle for it instead of God's very best. Then you should ask, "Will God be glorified in giving me what I'm asking Him for?" Praying that you win your game means somebody else loses. Praying that your golf game is better than your opponent's is suspect. And asking God to let you catch the biggest fish falls far outside the lines of respectable requests. Take heart in what John wrote. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us whatever we ask, we know we have what we have asked of Him.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.